You're listening to BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
A very good morning, Frida Liu, aiming for Alpha, BFM 89.9. If you find things are always a mess around you and in your life, then find out how to declutter your life. Here with me is Cheryl Tay, Knowledge Management Specialist from Simplify Consulting. And a Simplify, it is spelled differently. It's S-I-M-P-L-I-F-E-Y. All right. And so what is clutter, Cheryl?
Morning, Frida. Well, clutter to me is anything that is out of order. So it could be a book that's taller than the rest on a shelf, or it could be, you know, having kids' toys in your library at home. So anything that's out of order would generally be termed clutter. Clothes strewn in the living room, you know, when you go to your house and on your dining table, there's everything else but food on the dining table. That would be considered clutter.
Have you always been like this?
No, not really. I think my mom's a very neat person. I wouldn't consider myself a 100% neat person, but I like some order in my life.
Order in your life. All right. So if you're comfortable with your mess and you know where everything is, you know how some people, you know, don't touch my mess, I know where everything is. So is that considered clutter?
Well, you know, I don't think there's such thing as order in chaos, even though the theories might say otherwise. You know, I used to work with a colleague that you go into his office, there's literally mountains of paper everywhere. But guess what? He could actually find stuff. But it's a question of efficiency. How long did it take him to find the stuff? So if you have things in order, you know, it just makes it a little bit more efficient and better use of your time. Rather than going around looking for something, you know exactly where it is. You don't have to sift through the clutter to get to it.
I have a friend who says, you know, I put my bursa in a very safe place. It's so safe, I don't know where it is.
Exactly.
So, and it was just like that, 2 weeks. She put it somewhere else and she can't remember where it is. You have this thing called a clutter audit. And is this something you devise? And what is this clutter audit? You must have come from an auditing background.
I'm an accountant by training. Well, you know, an audit, what it does is just helps you evaluate, you know, what's there and what you're going to do with it. So, you know, you can apply it, same thing to clutter. You evaluate what's there. So for me, this is what I do. I don't think it's something I devise. I mean, it's pretty common sense, but I've just put it into a systematic approach.
It's a checklist.
It's like a checklist, and you know, it's a methodology. Like you go into a room, and you know, I'll tell you, you know, you look left to right, or you go cupboard by cupboard. So it's a very systematic way of doing an audit and seeing what's there, what needs to go, you know, what you can't fit into anymore. So we have different sort of audits for like whether it's clothes or paperwork, or even looking through photos.
Okay, let's go through some. Let's go through some audits. Okay. At the moment I walked through the door of my house.
Okay, of your house. You come straight to the dining room?
Living room.
Okay, so you look at the living room and you sort of, you know, today when you walk home, you look at the living room, maybe like left to right, and go, what shouldn't be in the living room that's there? You know, is it your kids' toys that's in the living room? Should it be there, you know, or should it be in the rumpus room, for example? For some people, you know, the living room is a kid's playroom, so that's kind of fine. But, you know, if you were a visitor coming to your house, you know, do you have, like, for example, the umbrella is hanging on the chair? You know, that should have its own place. Where the shoes, you know, sometimes you go into a house, there's shoes everywhere. Shoes should belong in a cupboard, out of sight, you know, somewhere neat, because there's a lot of dirt that it brings in. So it's a matter of looking through your room, like, in a particular fashion and sort of going like, okay, what shouldn't be there? That's the first initial, like, eyeball kind of round. Then sort of going like, okay, we need to clear this room, you know, and just bringing, like, a few plastic bags. And some of the things that you should throw away. Some are things that you say, well, you know those knickknacks when you buy stuff and they give you a little free gift and you're going like, oh, very sayang to sort of throw it away.
Yeah.
You don't need them. Either recycle them or give them away. Donate them away. There are other people who need those million boxes of Tupperwares, you know.
Okay, so how often do you do an audit yourself? Or how often do you tell people to do an audit?
It depends on what area. Like, for example, like... I have a home office, so for my paperwork, once a month, I will do my own sort of filing. You know, you have to keep up because, you know, I have to keep receipts. So I have to make sure that the receipts come in, and then, like, you know, I enter them into a spreadsheet to keep track of my expenses. Yes, I do that. You know, when bills come, you know, you want to make sure you pay them on time. You don't want to incur a late fine. So it's all a matter of being organized and put them into files, like, to be paid. And then when you pay them, you mark on them that you've paid. The reference number is written on them. Then you file them. Once a month is a pretty good timing.
Okay. You know, does it take to, when you brought out the word spreadsheet, do you have to be a certain person to be as organized as you?
I don't think so. As I said, I wasn't born organized. I don't think so. But I just found that being organized just makes me more efficient. You know, I like to be efficient. I like to have things at my fingertips. I, you know, those days, like, for example, the, you know, someone calls you and says, oh, have you paid this bill? You want to be able to sort of look through something very quickly and say, yes, I have. I paid it on this day, and this is the reference number.
Okay.
You know, I mean, within like 1 minute, rather than, oh, hold on, can you call me back in 2 days? Then you sort of look through all the, you know, the bills and go, oh, where's the bill? Then you sort of look at the bill, oh, I didn't mark on it whether I've paid for it, you know, and then you have to look through your checkbook or look through your bank statement. It just takes more time, you know. Spreadsheets help, and that's something like I have. So, you know, I will give that out as well to people to help them on their journey.
On the journey of self-discovery. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about how to declutter your life. I'm speaking to Cheryl Tay from Simplify Consulting, aiming for Alpha BFM 89.9. I'm going to ask you a question that Shifa has, actually. So, BFM 89.9. Hello, welcome back. This is Frida Liu, aiming for Alpha BFM 89.9. We're going to teach you how to declutter your life and simplify your life. In here with me, Cheryl Tay, knowledge management specialist from Simplify Consulting. What else? So we've been talking about the clutter audit, and you know, I want to bring up a question because this was also posted on our Facebook enterprise Facebook group by Shifa, one of her producers. She's got over 1,000 unread email. She wants to know if there's a way to organize this unread email.
First of all, why does she have 1,000 unread emails? Okay, Raya break, I suppose. You know, you haven't seen your emails. The first thing I do when I get a lot of unread emails is that I look through and see what's important. You know, what needs to be done, like, now. And then I'll look at that first. There's some stuff, like, depending, you know, I mean, if you get 1,000 emails, she might be on some mailing list or, for example, other programs and stuff like that. So those ones should be sort of moved into another folder. So that's the first point of elimination. Eliminate, you know, the unimportant stuff, you know, stuff for mailing lists. Or, you know, if you find it's too unbearable, just get off the mailing list. If you don't have time to read it, you'll probably never read it anyway.
So press the delete button.
Yeah, delete button is always a good point, you know, because we tend to, like, just move things from folder to folder, right, until the system administrator says, you know, hey, excuse me, it's full anyway, your mailbox, right? You know, start moving them. And then it's in order of priority.
Okay, I mean, yeah. So it takes a bit of time to do this.
It does. That's why you need a certain level of discipline, you see. If you leave, like, you know, your emails to the end of the day to do it, you know, and it's like you're a person who received 200 emails, then you have to sort of go through 200 emails at the end of the day. But if you're doing it, like, as it comes in or every hour and you're clearing it as it comes along, then it will be a bit more efficient.
So how much mail do you get a day, and how do you make a point to finish all your mail in a day?
I try to, and sometimes, you know, like, I will sign up for a mailing list because I think it's very interesting, and then, like, a month later, I realize, you know what, I haven't really read through it. I would actually just remove myself from the mailing list.
So you unsubscribe, you know?
Yeah, you unsubscribe yourself, you know?
Okay. And stop asking for trouble.
Stop asking for trouble.
Okay. You know, you talk about discipline, right? And of course, there are people with this thing called procrastination, right?
Yes.
And leave things to the last minute. Isn't that the first thing you need to overcome before you even think about a clutter audit?
Yes, it is the first thing you probably have to think about. I mean,
Give an answer for that.
Yeah, well, you know, for example, I know it's time to clear out my closet or clear out the kitchen, for example, you know. I would set aside a time. I would make an appointment with myself. So the first thing to do is to be on your own appointment list. You know, when we have things in our little calendars or as appointment, like, you know, we would keep to it. So you make an appointment with yourself.
So say 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, I'm going to clear up my kitchen, you know. I think it's going to take about 2 hours. So 2 to 4, right? You sort of set aside a time. And then you start looking in the kitchen, for example.
Okay, so how do you start with this whole thing? You know, in small baby steps.
Yes, in small baby steps. You know, I normally go like, you know, I group it like cupboard by cupboard, you know. If you are clearing photos, for example. You know, sometimes like those days we used to print photos, right? So I have like a big box of jumbled up photos, for example. So you would say, okay, I'm going to, you know, unscramble these photos, and you would sit there and say, okay, let's just do it, and open a box, you know, and then put things into little piles, like by event or by occasion, you know, and don't reminisce over it.
Okay.
That's the secret, you know, because if you, especially if it's photos, you sort of go like, oh, remember the time? And guess what? Your 2 hours is going to pass by and you're going to realize you only did like 10 photos because you spent the rest of the time reminiscing. And it's the same for anything else. So, you know, coming back to the kitchen example, open the fridge. First of all, take out things that have expired. You may be surprised to find what's expired in your pantry or in
living
your
organisms. Okay.
Yes. And that's not organic either. So, you know, the first thing you do is like just throw it away. You know, it could have been a really expensive bottle of sauce, but guess what? You haven't eaten it, right? So throw it away. So, you know, go layer by layer, step by step.
All right. And so that's it. So when, how can a person get started to declutter? So do you start with like just once a week, do something?
If you're starting on the program completely, I would recommend once a week. And you know what? Get the family involved. Don't think it's you have to do it all by yourself. If you have kids, why are you clearing up their room? Get them to clear their rooms up, you know. So make it like a fun thing, you know, like, oh, we're going to give away all the old clothes you can't wear anymore. Children grow out of clothes, but you might still have their baby clothes sitting somewhere, taking up valuable space. So sort of make it with the kids like, oh, we're going to give away this, you know, we're going to donate this. So to them, it's like, wow, it's something good to do as well. So they clear out their space. Then you say, oh, it's such a neat space, you know. And then you might, of course, you might have to reward them. You might also have to reward yourself after you do a declutter program. Maybe like say, okay, I'll do 2 hours. And if I've gotten to this stage, I'll go for a little massage after that. So you have to train your mind that, you know, it's a good thing. Decluttering is not a bad thing to
do. Of course.
Yeah.
You know, you'll improve your life. And if someone goes to your website, is there a spreadsheet they can download? Is there something that you're going to give? Or, you know, will you be talking about this?
Yeah, we're doing a program. I'm doing a program at the Women's Institute of Management end of next month. Well, yeah, 31st of October. So we will, you know, welcome everyone to come for the program.
And you'll be actually giving more details.
Yes, it's a 3-hour workshop. It's going to be very interactive. So I give out the spreadsheets. I'll tell you how to complete it. You know, you'll go back with an action plan ready to go. You know, hopefully starting the next day or immediately after. The program is in the morning. So you could start, you know, sort of block that whole afternoon off and sort of say, I'm going to go home and start on something. The secret to starting, right? A journey of 1,000 steps starts with the first step, right?
Okay. All right then. So that's one way. You want to get more information, you can actually go to the Women's Institute of Management and check that out. And so, you know, we've got some tips on how to declutter your life. I was speaking to Cheryl Tay, a knowledge management specialist from Simplify Consulting, aiming for Alpha, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.